2016, Thursday night. We're starting Hilchos Fichos HaTorah, Siman Mem Zayin. So the very first subject in learning Hilchos Fichos HaTorah is whether it's the Araisa or the Rabbana. The Mechaber doesn't paskin it here explicitly. He just says Bichos HaTorah Tzorech Lizoher Bar Har Tzorech Lizoher Bar Ma'od. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, the famous Gemara in Adorim, and what are any halachic ramifications of that Gemara. Why there's a special exhortation to be careful about Bichos HaTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah will bring it down, and we'll see there if there's any halachic ramifications to it. Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Na'alef starts off with the question of if it's Midioraisa or Midirabona. I am B'Shagasariyeh, Siman Chav Dalet, B'Shagasariyeh talks about it at length, but it's Machlokes Rishonim. It's Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam doesn't count it as a mitzvah. The Ramban, in his list of mitzvahs, in Sefer Mitzvahs, at the end of Mitzvahs Asay, as well as at the end of Mitzvahs Los Asay, the Ramban has a list of mitzvahs that he delicately puts it. The Rambam forgot to count. So one of those mitzvahs sasei and lo saseis, obviously everybody agrees that the 613, so for every one the Ramban puts in, there's one subject, and we don't always know which it, I mean, he doesn't say it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs always. He doesn't say this is not a mitzvah. Sometimes he does. For example, the Vishmo Tishaveya, just to pick a random one example, the Ramban counts as a mitzvah sasei, that when you're holding by it and when you have all the proper madrigas on it and everything, then you're supposed to be nish mazal tov. You're supposed to be nishba b'shem Hashem. You're supposed to be nishba b'shem Hashem. Adrab, it's a mitzvah too. You're affirming your belief in Hashem's existence, because that's what a shvuah is. Okay, Ramban is not a mitzvah. So sometimes we know what the Ramban doesn't count. Sometimes we don't know, but we have to be sure that it's corresponding number. So the Ramban in the mitzvahs, he counts each of Eretz Yisrael. Whoops, wrong topic. Yeah. The Ramban counts Bichos HaTorah. It's very instructive to see the lashon. Most shenitztaveinu lahodos lishmo yisbarach b'chol eish nikra b'torah al hatova hagadola she'osolanu. Pesito Toroso Eleinu, Vahodionu Hamasim Horatsuyim Lefonov, Shabraham Ninchal Chaye Olam Habo. And then he says, when you see such a lashon, you should realize that more lies in it than you might think superficially. What do I mean? He says, Bechashen Itztaveinu Bebrocha Achar Koho Achilo Kein Itztaveinu Bezu. Just like we have to make Bechas HaMozos, we have to make this Brocha too. Now, Bechas HaMozos is the famous quintessential bracha, that's the Oraisa. Everybody knows brachas from the Rabbana. Bichos HaMozos, oh wow, that's the Oraisa. Yachalta v'zavota v'rachtas Hashem alokeach v'ashemos. So Ramban, so you would think that the Ramban just, it's really a superfluous sentence. You might think Ramban just means, well, just like Bichos HaMozos is the Oraisa, so is Bichos HaTorah. But obviously he's saying more than that. Because or else, what is, the Gemara has a kal v'chomer, but not for Bichos HaTorah. It says ma mozon she'ein mevorech lefonav mevorech achrav. That's a Bichos HaTorah la'achrav. Anyway, but the Ramban puts it down really as a thanks. It's sort of a Bichos HaHodah almost. That's the way he describes it. You're thanking Hashem. No, a bracha. You would really describe it. We would all describe it as a Bichos HaMitzvahs, which. The source is Kishem Hashem Ekra Ubegodel Alokeinu. What's instructive in the Ramban is that we wouldn't describe a Bichos HaMitzvahs this way. I mean, we may, but the Ramban really puts the emphasis on that it's a Shvach V'Hodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the Torah.
From that pasuk is Mashmah.
What?
From that pasuk.
Right, but you have to realize that from that pasuk it's Mashmah like that. And really, Midioraisa, I mean, the idea of a Bichos HaMitzvahs is really not so clear at all. Like Bichos HaMenon, we're more familiar with, that we trigger the heter to use it. by making a bracha. Right? We change it, we make the transformation from Hashem Orad Zimloa to Haris Rasam Vimeyodom by acknowledging that really it's Hashem and He gives it to us. And we make that acknowledgement and we're mutter to eat it. We're mutter to benefit, to have anon. The Chzamitzvah, the Hagdorah itself, what you're doing when you make a bracha is not so clear. It's not so clear. We won't go into it now, but the Ramban really describes Bichas HaTorah as like, it's almost like a Hallel. We're thanking Hashem that He gave us the Torah, and that He threw the Torah, and that's a second idea. And through the Torah, He told us what He wants us to do. He gave us the instructions for living, as they call it nowadays. He gave, in order that we azochet the chayom amabo. That's the Rambam. Most poskim hold that the Rambam is chaylik and holds that it's midirabonon, like all brichas hamitzvahs. There are those who suggest, suggest that even according to the Rambam, it's midioraisa, but it's part and parcel of the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Now, just like we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah and the Gemara and the Dorim, that when you don't make Bichas HaTorah, you've affected qualitatively your Limud HaTorah. Perhaps you've even ruined the mitzvah aspect, we'll call it, of your Limud HaTorah, the specialness of Limud HaTorah. If you didn't make a bracha b'mezid, it means, once you forgot, obviously. So, it's not that far-fetched. It's not a far-fetched idea that the Rambam considers it part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, since we see in the Gemara and Nedarim that it qualitatively affects the mitzvah Talmud Torah. But the Pashtus, it's called the Machlokes Rambam Ramban, with the Rambam holding it with the Rabbanon, because he doesn't mention it, and because he says at one point in the Yad HaChazakah, like the only bracha is the Oraisa is Bichas HaMazon. And the Ramban argues, okay, now the Shagas Aryeh discusses back and forth, Rayas, back and forth and forth and back. One of his Rayas is really for the Gemara and the Dorim, the Shagas Aryeh, for example, says. He says it just wouldn't be so heavy if it's the Rabbanon. I'm not even so... I didn't see the Shagas Aryeh, so I didn't have a chance to look at it. Now, I mean. But, actually, it's really talking about Beis Mikdash HaRishon. That famous Gemara Alma of the Haaretz is talking about the Bayis Rishon. We'll explain the Gemara when we get to the Mishnah Berurah. But I don't think there were Bichas HaMitzvahs in Bayis Rishon. The Brachos were Niskan through the Anshik Nesos Agdola. So I don't even think there were Brachos. So I don't even think the Shagas Aryeh says it that way. He just says it wouldn't be so heavy if it was the Rabbani. Okay. But we're not learning it on that level. So I am B'Shagas Aryeh and Mechadalad, but it's important to know that there's a Bechus Machlokes Rishon with the Yerayis of the Rabbanon. Mechaber just says Sarchli Zor B'Mo. So I am B'Shagas Aryeh and Mechadalad, the Masik, his Maskana is Shabichas HaTorah, Humen HaTorah. B'Lochein, the main halachic ramification to it being the Yerayis is in the Stapik Lo and Bichas HaTorah, Chazer U'Mavarech. Okay, that's the idea of Safik Brachas Lahakel is because Brachas Amid Rabbanon. Same thing by Bichas HaMazon. There's no special rule of Safik Brachas Lahakel. To misunderstand the rule, there's no such rule. The rule of Safik Brachas Lahakel is based on Brachas being Amid Rabbanon. So Safik Brachas Lahakel. When a Brachas the Araisa, you do not say Safik Brachas Lahakel. If you're Mesupik, if you're benched, if you're Mechuyib Amid Araisa at the bench, if you've eaten your fill, some say if you drank also, maybe Hilchos Brichas HaMazon. So then you have to bench over. Now, here also you have to make Brichas HaTorah over, if you're not sure. Make Brichas HaTorah? I remember walking to my car, that's usually when I make Brichas HaTorah. Mikol makom, kivan shehu safek, lo, kivan shehu lo safek, lo yivorech ela birchas ha-shebocha banu. What the Mishnah Berurah really means to say, his main point is you don't make all three brachas, two or three. His main point is you only make one. When you're making it machmas safek, so certainly only one is midiraisa. Or to put it more precisely, you're certainly yotze the dioraisa dika obligation of making a bracha over the Torah with one of the brachas. You don't have to make all three. Not everybody's muslim too. That's not even a chiddush really. There is somewhat of a chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah's din, because we'll be seeing in Hilchos Kriya Shema that there is a din if you're mesupik, if you said Kriya Shema or not. So you say over Kriya Shema because it's the Rabbanon. Once you're saying over Kriya Shema, even misafek, you make the Birchas Kriya Shema, which you're also not sure if you made, although Birchas Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. So it's like a package deal. Birchas Kriya Shema is a package deal. So if you're saying over Kriya Shema machnosafek, you say Birchas Kriya Shema also. Some achronim suggest that the same would be here true also, that it's a package deal, Birchas HaTorah, and therefore if you're making at least one, because it's a dioraisa, so you should make all three already, out package deal. Other achronim are machalik between here and there. Obviously the Mishnah Berurah is paskening like the ones that are cholek, and say indeed that you only make one when you're mesupik. So then he just says which one to make. So the Gemara describes the Birchas HaTorah. There was a Rav in Beis Tefillah that explained what each bracha of Birchas HaTorah is teaching us. Maybe people remember there was a bar mitzvah here. Is that the bar mitzvah boy? I don't see without my glasses. Is that the bar mitzvah boy? Like a bar mitzvah. Who's the bar mitzvah? No, that's not the bar mitzvah. Is that the bar mitzvah boy? Is that the kid that just got bar mitzvah? What's his name? Yitzchak? Did I say it by his bar mitzvah? I think so. Yitzchak. Yitz. Oh, maybe it's not here. Landau. Hi. Is that the bar mitzvah boy? Are you ready to say what each bracha on Birchas HaTorah represents? What? Don't feel bad. No one else is either.
He remembered that it was said that. He knew that he was supposed to remember it.
Do you know why I'm asking you? Do you remember that? Right. Anyway. So the Mu'ula Sheba Brachos is Hashem Baruch Rabbanu. The Gemara describes that as such. And according to the Drasha of the Rav, that was the Bracha which is Koveya, that we re-experience Kabbalah HaTorah whenever we learn. That's what we're making that Bracha over. Our experience of learning, which is a recreation, a personal like recreation of Kabbalah HaTorah. So the Gemara describes it as Mu'ula Sheba Brachos. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's the one that you should say when you're saying only one, because you only have to make one bracha for the Dioraisa obligation. So there's no reason to make more than one. So pick this one. But, I mean, you would be violating the Mishnah Berurah, this din, but you would be yotze the Dioraisa with anyone. You get that clear. Mishnah Berurah is suggesting b'shem these achronim that he brings down in the Shara Tzion, that's the one that you should make. Okay. Vayim b'shari tshuva, shevi b'shem k'tzas achronim, the sovereign, the misofek, lo yachzav yivarech at all. That's because there are a lot of poskim that it's drabana. This goes back to the drabana deraisa issue. No, that's not what the Shari Tshuva says. Shari Tshuva is worried about all the poskim that hold this with the Rabban. Ube'emes, however, koshim od lismoch aleihem, to rely on them, meaning to not make Birchas HaTorah, misofik, achrei dehabri rishonim, so many rishonim, aloheim or Rabban, v'hachinuch, in a rare instance of departure from the Rambam. V'arash, but the Perek Shlosha Sha'oklu, sovim de Birchas HaTorah, no, I don't think he departs from the Rambam. He says he'd like to, but he won't, because he wrote a sefer according to the Rambam. There is one mitzvah where he mamish departs from the Rambam. Here, I think he just says in another mitzvah that he holds it's the Arizal, but he's not going to count it because he's counting according to the Rambam. He doesn't want to mess that up. Hello, yeah. Sovrim de Birchas HaTorah hu min HaTorah. The Yadua, it's well known. Sheonesh Mishenim Bavarach HaTorah Gadol Me'od, as we'll shortly see. So Mishnah Berurah doesn't like the idea of not making the bracha misafek. So many hold it's the oraisa, and the onesh for not making it at all is severe. So, like, he shouldn't make it. Like, he doesn't like that psak. But so he says, Achenizkar zelachar hatfila. If he remembers that he's not sure if he made Birchas HaTorah or not, and he's holding that he said already Birchas Avarabba, so after the Yesh Lahokul Bazer, that he could be Yotzei with Avarabba, even though he didn't specifically intend to. So it's really a big kula, because it's like a tzir of shittas. Okay, we'll take the shittas that Birchas HaTorah is the Rabbanon, so you're not supposed to make the bracha Misofer. We'll take the shittas that Avarabba was motzi you in Birchas HaTorah, even if you didn't specifically intend to. We'll take the shittas that Avarabba was motzi you in Birchas HaTorah, even if you didn't specifically intend to, and even if you didn't learn immediately after davening. So the Mishnah Berurah approves, so to speak, of the Prima Godim's thing that, okay, we will try to avoid it as much as possible. So the only time it's nogeya to say it over again, no, you shouldn't look at. So it's like, if you remember, it's really funny, because if you remembered before davening, so then you'll just have in mind by Avarabba to do it. No, maybe that's not true. You should say Birchas HaTorah, L'chayra, you should say Birchas HaTorah because of all the Pesukim and Pesukim Dezimra that you'll be saying. On the other hand, we have a big Shaila, if you say Birchas HaTorah over the recital of Pesukim, that you're not really learning. Really, there's a lot of shittas that you don't. Let's see if the Mishnah. Oh, he says it before. He says, "V'im yochel avakesh me'achev." If you could be ask someone else, you'll say him a Birchas HaTorah. Oh, she'achavin lechatchila b'Birchas Avarabba. If you specifically will intend by Avarabba, he doesn't say when you remember that you're not sure. Liftor v'lulmo take of lacharat tefila matol. U'beprat v'fimash emetzosiach lekach b'seidu ma'amamorachai. She maybe b'shem halavush. The olas tomid, which are early achronish of Polskin. Gam came to midurabonon, the vaday tzorach lizor lechatchila lasos came. So I would say, the person wakes up and he's going to have an hour seder limud, and he's not sure if he made Birchas HaTorah, so he should follow Mishnah Berurah's psak and make one bracha. But if he's about to start davening, and the only problem really is the issue of recital of psukim, I would tell him not to make Birchas HaTorah. You see that the Mishnah, if you're sensitive to Mishnah Berurah, you see he's worried about the shittas that it's only midrabbanan that you shouldn't make the bracha misafir. So I would say to daven sukkah dezimra without Birchas HaTorah if you can't find anyone else to be motzi you, and have in mind by Avarabba, and that's the best solution, and learn after davening. Okay. Birchas HaTorah, but you see, like, the Mishnah Berurah is so sensitive to every nuance. Like, yeah, well, it's really derice, it's heavy. On the other hand, make a bracha HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah b'tzibur, meaning what we call Birchas HaTorah over the Torah, when you get an aliyah, l'chuli alma b'drabonam, b'shem kovet ha'tzibur, shrek v'or birich b'shachris. There is an interesting achron that suggests that's the one that's the Oraisa. The Kriya B'tzibur Birchas HaTorah. And everyone's private Birchas HaTorah is with the Rabbana. I mean, there's a lot of, you learn brachas, you see all these shittas. Okay, let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah. Lizor bo ma'od, shalom lilmod ad she yivarech. I think of Shlomo Zalman, though, the famous of Shlomo Zalman that's always trotted out Shavuos morning. That it's not the pshat, there's an isser to learn, but it's a chi, it's like an assay, like a chiyuv to make Birchas HaTorah. It's not an isser to learn without Birchas HaTorah. What's the nafkamina? He says, when you have the suffix, a halachic suffix, like in the morning, after Alos HaShachar, where it's a new day. So it's not so clear. So he says, you can keep learning, no problem. Even though you're not making Birchas HaTorah yet, because since the din would be not to make Birchas HaTorah, I wonder why, and it's stake of the dina, why don't you say that you have to make it be suffered? It's a stake of the dina. I don't know. Why don't you make it be suffered? Because if it's sudden, it's the araisa. It's a stake of the dina. You also say that the araisa, you have to make it be suffered. But it's a stake of the dina, right? Stake of the dina, if you have to make it, because it's on a new day. That's something to go into next Shavuos. Okay, I have my night drosha between Mincha Maariv already all set up. Now I just have to remember to do Duchta Sinyan. Why don't we make it Machmas Veka Dedina? Okay? The Yivarech also B'Simcha Gedola without dancing in the aisles. Please don't dance in the aisles. What was that airline? That was an airline, no? No dancing in the aisles? Anybody remember that advertisement? No dancing in the aisles. It was an airline with such a tagline. The Matzinu She'amru Chazal Alma of the Ha'oretz Vayomar Hashem Alozvam Toras. And the weird thing is that this is talking about Bayis Rishon. And the Gemara goes on to say, Vayomar Chazal Shudav is initial of Nevi'im Alma of the Ha'oretz Shisrael Hayu Oskim B'Torah. And now the Mishnah Berurah sort of quietly slides in. Because we're talking about Bayis Rishon, we're talking about the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So we're talking about Gil Arayash, Vichazdomim, and Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Yuma says. So why, what, Almah of the Ara, it's pretty clear. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to overlook, whatever that means, with tshuva, probably, perhaps. Rabbi touched upon the subject by Kol Nidre. Hey, listen, someone should remember the drushes. V'lachein lo yodu al ma'ovda. You know, it's a pellet. What do you mean al ma'ovda ha'oretz? It had to be something subtle. What's subtle about Dilarayas because government of the Zora? And we're definitely talking about Bayis Rishon, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So, the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if people are learning Torah, it's a subject for another day. Why? Certainly, Vitor doesn't mean, okay, I don't really care about it. Because you can learn Torah and be a Rosha also. It means everything's clicking and it's right. Maybe it means with Tshuva, Vitor. It's a subject for another day. Uncle Purim, though, it is a question. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hanging in there with them because they were learning Torah. So then what ultimately happened? Why did that stop? So, the Gemara then is Doresh a Pasuk that the Gemara interprets a drush. The Gemara makes a drush and interprets the Pasuk to mean Ashalo Bercha B'Torah Tchila. Famous Gemara in the Dharma. Because Baruch Hu, so different interpretations, like what's the big deal? The Ran, the Ben Yonah, everybody weighs in. Many Rishonim weigh in with different interpretations. Mishnah Berurah is probably going to give the Ran's interpretation. Yes, he is. Because Baruch Hu, Abochim Levavos Yoda, Tiavu Pisha Yoeskin B'Torah, Lahoyu Oeskin L'Shem Limud HaTorah, Ela Kamei Shalom Din Sh'ar Chachmos. It was a subject. That's the Pshat Lachem Lo Baruch Hu Bichus HaTorah. They were learning it as an intellectual pursuit. So you didn't have the protection the Torah affords you from onesh and averos. So that's why Torah is arbomod. Look how heavy it is. You're making a statement when you don't make bichus haTorah. You're making a statement that you're not connecting to the Chochmas Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're learning Torah, you're just, you're learning an intellectually taxing subject. So that's the. V'lochein tzorech lizor ma'ol v'liton hodo'a al shaboch arbonu v'nasum lanu kli chamdoso. Gam omru chazal she'en azoche chas v'shalom lios loden talmud chochom avur ze she'en onizer bebichas haTorah. That's also the Gemara in Adorim. That's how the sugya gets into this. The Gemara says, why is it so common? Why is it relatively uncommon for Talmidei Chachamim to have children, Talmidei Chachamim? Relatively uncommon, the Gemara says. The Gemara has various reasons. Why? And one of the reasons is, Al Sheinam Avarcha B'Torah Tchila. So again, it's open to interpretation, but the Mishnah Berurah feels it's chashuv enough to bring down. Okay, so that's really... Okay, we'll stop here. So, Bichsator, so Chizorba Mode. So, we had the background, the right, the Rabbon, all those questions, and we discussed a little the Mishnah Berurah and Yonam too. Okay.